Dolphin certainly could not help but notice that since her explorations, the mermaid tended to be a little too frolicsome. And he also observed that she went swimming regularly into that bay. Without any warning, she would suddenly go racing off at any time of day and night, as if some strength within her had melted, or as if she could no longer resist the calling. Usually, she returned, indifferent and looking bored. Occasionally, she had that kind of look that is directed inward rather than outward, and this disturbed him. One day, she was once again lingering about the bay, swimming idly around the fishing boat where her fisherman was working, sitting there, humming and dreaming. She loved listening to his voice so very much. It created a symphonic dream within her. A dream in which she was safely lounging on her favorite seashell, just listening to his voice. With the sun behind her, she slid dreamingly close to him. It was a closeness that exceeds the closeness in dreams. It was that kind of closeness that you could only experience with a human being. And suddenly, it had already happened. She was caught in his net. He then pulled it in quickly and surely, this chattering serpentine thing. He reached out, and he did not know what for. It tried to disentangle itself again and again. Suddenly, there they were, eye to eye.
For a split second, she let herself sink into his arms, feeling his skin, his warmth, his smell, and the glimmer in his eyes. A thousand sparks fired within her. She pulled herself away and rolled like a pearl into the water and vanished out of his sight. When she had reached a safe distance, she turned around so she could see him. He looked like some animal that had just lost its prey. He was holding something between his fingers that glittered in the last rays of sunshine. It was one of her scales.
On one hand, she felt triumphant because she had escaped. But on the other hand, that feeling of being held close had changed everything for her. All those games which she used to lose herself in, all those safe little dreams on her favorite seashell, all those gentle lapping little waves in her dreamland, all gone, gone, gone as if they'd never been. Pushed and pulled along, she sped like an arrow into the depths where she thought the sea witch would be. The force driving her was stronger than any fear of the water's massive weight and density. She raced along, as if on a ghost train, through the hollow passages of the cave palace, until she came to a sudden halt.
Directly in front of the witch. It could not have been anyone else. Those eyes glowed out of the dark waters, neither interested nor disinterested. The eyes saw everything, yet seemed infinitely unmoved by it all. The mermaid did not allow herself time for her fear, and so she did not need to overcome it. She looked straight into her eyes and said, "Legs for me."
"You know the price."
"I won't pay."
"Then no legs."
"Then you can't be a real witch."
You must be just a silly old jealous hunchback. An ugly old trollop dealing in wishes and dreams. Pay the price? What price? Even if I wanted to, I could not pay. I'm not the Sea King's daughter. All right. You give me your voice, and I will give you legs. But I'm afraid I can't relieve you from the pain in your feet, nor free you from the oath that you must marry before the year's end. Wrong. I need my voice and my feet too, and marriage? What's that all about? At that, the witch was completely astonished. Well then, what do you want legs for anyway, my dear little girl? Don't you call me your dear little girl. If you were a real witch, you'd know my answer.
No reply, just an ominous, leering grin that was echoed by every creature and object in the cave. A pervasive, clinging desire oozed out, leaving the words to melt seductively in her mouth.
All right, then. Go on. Take what you want. Take everything. Just give me legs. At that very moment, she saw in front of her, like the twinkling of some distant star, the image of her fisherman as he kissed her glistening scale, singing, lost in his dreams.